Common underscore core on this week's episode of Off the Grid News Radio. Host Bill Hyde talks to New American writer Alex Newman about Common Core, the Obama administration education initiative. Newman says the goal of Common Core is to ensure that every American child is learning the same left-wing ideas. Ideas diametrically opposed to the values of traditionally minded parents. Liberal views on sexuality are even part of the curriculum. Long gone are the days of Little House on the Prairie, where Laura Ingalls Wilder and her siblings would skip off to school each morning to the small one-room schoolhouse, and where the parents never complained about what was taught. The future of America could very well depend on whether freedom-loving Americans are successful at upending Common Core, says Newman. Off the Grid Radio. EP 176. Released, September 26, 2013. Bill, hey, welcome. It's Bill Hyde today, your host for Off the Grid Radio. We've got a very special guest today. We're going to be talking about education. A little bit of an off-the-grid education episode, as it were. We're going to be talking with guest Alex Newman about the new Common Core standards. Alex, welcome. Alex, thanks very much for having me. Bill, well, it's great to have me and I'm concerned about something. I've been studying this issue and after I read your article in The New American, I started watching a few videos and tried to educate myself with respect to what's coming down on Common Core and I am shocked and angered. The more I read about it, the worse it gets. Do you want to, I mean, really, most Americans know very little about this. Alex, so maybe you could shed some light on the broader basis of it and then we can start to narrow down some of the ghastly parts of this thing. Alex, yeah, sure. What you mentioned, actually, is one of the biggest problems here. Really, people don't know what's going on. If people did know what was going on, I don't think we would be in this mess. And they've done polls that show that not even close to half of Americans know what's happening. To give just a brief overview of Common Core, it's a little bit simplistic, but just to put it in a nutshell, it's basically an effort by the Obama administration and some of the allies in the establishment, like the gays, the Inaudible 153, and what they want to do is standardize education all across the country. That's what the Common Core standards are. They call them state standards, and they pretend like this is a state-led initiative. But that's easily debunked and shown to be phony. So what they want to do is they want to standardize education all across the country. And then if you look a little deeper, just below the surface, you see what the real agenda is. They want to indoctrinate children. They want to gather huge amounts of information on American children and American families, and it's all been done really by stealth. That's why people don't know about it. They kind of put it all in place and then announce that it's a done deal and live with it. So that's where we are now. Bill, who wrote some of these Common Core standards? I think that's where it gets interesting, because is it the government? Is it private businesses? Who? Is it bureaucracies? Who's behind it? The actual right, someone's got to articulate this. Who's actually writing this stuff? Alex, that's actually really hard to track down. But it's a very good question. And if you look, you can figure out where this all came from and who's behind it. So in a nutshell, you have the National Governors Association, a private, Inaudible 305, trade association based in Washington, D.C., and the Council of Chief State School Officers, another trade association based in Washington, D.C. So these two entities came together and they subcontracted the work out to another entity called Achieve Incorporated now. Looking at Achieve Incorporated reveals a great deal about what's the real agenda behind Common Core. What you see is this is an institution dominated by insiders, as I like to call them, or the establishment or whatever you want to call it. You have Council on Foreign Relations people, Inaudible 338, people, business elites. Basically the top of the establishment is behind this Achieve Incorporated and then Achieve Incorporated hired experts and so on. Not really educational experts. And they're the people who supposedly wrote the standards. Bill, and with education, what's interesting, Alex, is your foundational principles become pretty important because you have to decide at all times when you're educating children, what to leave in and what to take out. And so, what becomes important to parents, what we think is important, what our listeners think is important, which would be stuff about the founders, stuff about the Reformation. How did we get here? What were the core principles that made this country? Made our freedoms possible. They, if you've got someone else writing the core standards, what you have is someone who doesn't share those same principles, saying, look, Those things aren't that important. We feel like this is important or that's important. In this case, it's the socialization of our children. Alex, that's exactly right. And if you look at the people who wrote the standards, you understand their values are diametrically opposed to the values, traditional American values. The idea of constitutional governing, limited government, local control, even the U.S. Constitution. So right now, there are a few tidbits about the Declaration of Independence and some of these things. But another one of the key points behind this whole Common Core thing is that these are copyrighted standards. The National Governors Association and Council of Chief State School Officers has a copyright on these standards. So they can be changed at any time by these entities, or by the people behind these entities, and then that will be rolled out across the country. And teachers and school districts and states that have signed up to do this are not allowed to deviate from what's written there. So really what you have here is, right now, there's already plenty, more than plenty, controversial material within these standards that I think would make American blood boil. But the possibility for future abuses is enormous. They can change these at any time. Nobody can do anything about it because they're copyrighted, and everybody has to teach according to these standards. And then if you look, we were talking about values. If you look at where the money for these types of things is coming, you find Bill Gates. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has provided $150 million, at least, into this initiative. And if you look at what Bill Gates believes, what his foundation donates to, you see that these are hardcore establishment proponents. They love the United Nations. They want to reduce the population of the world. They're obsessed with it. It's just this radical obsession. And now these people are in charge of our children's education. And it's so wild that it almost sounds ridiculous. But I encourage everybody to go look this stuff up. Don't take my word for it. Do the research. You can even go on their own websites and you see all this. So, it's a big problem. No question about it. Bill, Alex, I'm always interested in what the Bush family has done with this. When we talk about insiders, the Bush family is definitely an insider family. We had no child left behind. Is this kind of a Bush family thing that morphed into something else? Or is no child left behind kind of gone or what? I mean, I know that. That was a program that started early and really it ends up starting with Lyndon Johnson probably, and on. But tell us about the Bush family in this case. Their perspectives on education. Alex, well, the Bush family plays into this in a couple of ways. First, we have one of the biggest proponents of Common Core is former Florida State Governor Jeb Bush. Of course, former President Bush's brother. And he's by far one of the lead proponents of this group. He's the Republican face of Common Core. So, you know, you have a couple of establishment Republicans pushing this, and Jeb Bush is one of them. And you mentioned also No Child Left Behind. So that proved to be a total and utter disaster, just like opponents and critics warned it would. It's unconstitutional to begin with anyway, but it was a disaster. Everybody knows it was a disaster and states didn't want to comply with this. So what the Obama administration did? They came in and said, hey, you don't want to obey No Child Left Behind because it's ruining education. It's ruining your schools and making your students into morons. Well, here's an idea. I'll give you a waiver from No Child Left Behind. All lawless stuff, the administration just did this on its own. Didn't ask permission from Congress or anything. They just started handing out waivers to state governments so that they wouldn't have to comply with No Child Left Behind. And the waiver came in exchange for adopting Common Core. So you get out from under one terrible federal program and you adopt an even worse one, Common Core. And that's really how the Bush family factors into this. And there's a lot more connections, but I think those are the two key ones. Bill, what's interesting too, Alex, is it seems like Republicans are always wondering, where did all of our base go? What happened to sort of let's pretend there was such a thing as the Republican base? There probably was at some time. But now you've got CFR Party A and CFR Party 2, as we would say. So, but Republicans in their rhetoric say, well, we've lost our base. The kids all don't believe in these even economic, maybe, fiscal conservatism anymore. And they're shocked and aghast that they've lost everybody. But why would Jeb Bush be surprised that that everyone's becoming a socialist when they take his socialist curriculum? Alex, yeah, I think the way you described it is the perfect way to describe it. You really have establishment party A and establishment party B, and at the upper levels of both parties it's become completely clear that these really are the same party. They might have a different name, Republican and Democrat, but in essence they're the same thing. They're pushing for the same things and, you know, you have some insurgent candidates, you could say. We do have some decent Republicans in Congress and in state legislatures, we have quite a few. But at the top of the party apparatus, for the Republicans and Democrats, you really have essentially the same entity with the same agenda and the same goal. So sometimes they use different rhetoric. You know, you hear Republicans talk about, oh, we believe in small government. And then they get elected and they grow government. They said, oh, we don't want to fund Planned Parenthood. They get elected into the House and they keep funding Planned Parenthood. So, we really have two parties that are actually acting as one party. And they're just using slightly different rhetoric. And that's how we got into this situation. Without collaboration from establishment or Republicans, this never would have gotten as far as it's gone. Bill, boy, people really need to take that seriously, because if you think that someone's on your side because they're, maybe at least in their rhetoric, a little fiscally conservative, don't for a second think that that's true. Because this is the issue, ladies and gentlemen, that's shaping our nation. It's the issue that's going to take our country down. Because there's no one. People my age, Alex, we'll all die off. I'm 55 and people my age and older will all die off. Who's going to be left to replace someone who has the principles that built this country? And, as I went through a lot of this material again this morning, as I said before, I was just blown away by, you talk about the antithesis of Christianity, the antithesis of what our founders wanted with respect to freedom, it's here. Alex, that's exactly where Common Core comes in. Just exactly as you said. There's still a lot of the older generation and even some from my generation. I'm 27, but there are still strong liberty-minded people within our generation and within the older generations. But once they get this Common Core into place, and it is pretty much into place now. Now, it's been announced and it's too late to do anything about it, supposedly. So once they have the minds of the youth, and every dictator in history has known this. Hitler talked about this, Stalin talked about this. They've all talked about it because it's obvious. Once you control the children, the minds of the children, which you do through education, you win. What are we going to do? There might be a few kids who slip through the cracks. Maybe some homeschooling parents who still believe in Christian values and the Constitution and so on. But what is that against a mass of hundreds of millions of Common Core indoctrinated zombies? There's no match at all. And now we apparently have a democracy, if you listen to the establishment or the media or the president. So as soon as they have 51% of the children as voters, where, you know, it's going to be a lost cause unless we get active and start turning this around now, while we still can. Bill, and what's always fun is they use, our generation, they use the money from property tax to finance this. So what a scheme. You're paying to destroy your own families. The next generation, through our property taxes, and even those of us who homeschool and go to Christian school, I still pay my property taxes. So I'm still financing this. It would almost be hard to face your maker if he said, how'd you live your life, Alex? And you said, well, I spent a good part of my life financing a satanic scheme, Lord. I hope that's okay. It doesn't sound like it's okay, you know? It sounds like it would be problematic. Alex, yeah. I think it's a huge moral dilemma. Because really, when you look at what the government at all levels is using our money for, it's monstrous. And that's the only word to describe it. That might even be too light of a word, because when you look at what they're using our money on, indoctrinating kids into these terrible ideas, using it to abort children, using it to launch unprovoked wars and murder innocent people, it's a moral dilemma. We're helping to finance that, and it's a big problem. No question. Bill, something that Mr. Welch talked about years ago, Robert Welch, back when I knew him, he was always Fon Lennon's talk about, and this is, I know they've concentrated this most, Alex, on English and math to begin with, but Mr. Welch always enjoyed history, and so we always, there was this idea of Lennon's idea of whoever controls the present controls the past, because you can control what's in the curriculum. You can rip someone's roots out. So Lennon said, whoever controls the present, by force, controls the past. And whoever controls the past controls the trajectory of the future. And boy, Vladimir, in Audible 1429, Lenin was no fool, was he? Alex, that's right. Wall, all these people know exactly what they're doing and it's very clear where this is all going. You have to literally bury your head in the sand or refuse to even look around you to not be able to see this. And the good thing is that opposition is growing to Common Core and a lot of people I think are waking up. The alternative media is helping a lot, but it's true. They want control of the present. They want control of the education standards so that they can destroy real history, so that they can destroy real science, and so that they can implement their agenda worldwide. And that's exactly where this is going. So there are some reasons to be hopeful, I think. In a lot of ways they're starting to lose their control over the future. People don't really believe the establishment media anymore and polls consistently show that turning to alternative sources of information. But the attacks are coming on so many fronts that it's hard. It's overwhelming. What do you even do about all these things? You have Common Core. You have the Federal Reserve. You have the wars. You have the UN and it's just attacking from all fronts and it's pretty overwhelming, even to people who understand what's going on. But the consequences of not doing anything and just letting this all happen would just be a disaster for all of us, for our children, for our grandchildren. So we do have to do something, no question. Bill, Edmund Burke comes to mind. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing is really an appropriate thing and what I like about this case is, everyone, if you stop someplace, you stop at one of these little breakfast places and we live in the Midwest here, Alex, and there will be a bunch of retired farmers in there having their coffee and eggs. And everybody's talking about national news and things that Obama's doing or things that, you know, the Speaker of the House is doing and so forth. What I like about this issue, it is really a great issue because it's the centralized thing. You can go to your local school board, now I'm not saying you're going to have immediate success. But there's got to be some perseverance here, you can go to your local school board, because that's where the rubber meets the road. And you can confront it local, which I think politics was meant to be local, at least initially. And if you get good at local politics maybe you can move on. But let's bring politics back home inside county government. Which is kind of a bit of a medieval concept, but probably a good one, huh? Alex, absolutely. And that's one of the really encouraging things about this battle is, I'm working on an article about it right now, actually. It's that in most states in the Union, not all, but most, school districts can pretty much do what they want. They're called local control states, so in most states, states like Wisconsin and Ohio and other states like that, you can go to your local school district and the school district can opt out of Common Core. And we saw that happen recently in Colorado. I wrote about that. And I think it's going to start happening a lot more. So the Department of Education, Obama's Department of Education, did think about this. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing and so they have implemented programs to try to get local school districts on board as well as state governments. But there is opportunities here to work at the local level to turn this back. And the state level as well. We're seeing, now that people know, at least some people know what Common Core is. We're seeing the battle really heat up and all across the country it's coming under serious, serious pressure. In Florida, where I am right now, Governor Rick Scott, a Republican who went along with Common Core, he just withdrew the state from the national testing regime, so that's a good start. We still have Common Core. It's not over yet. The battle's not finished yet, but that's a big step. The national testing is a key component of this initiative, so it just shows you that working at the local and state level, we can have success and we can turn some of this around. Bill, and I think when we go for success, when we go for this battle, it's important to not get caught up in this, a little bit of this, in Audible 1828. In other words, they will say, okay, you, sounds like you're against Common Core in this big way so we'll meet you partway. And then, so, in other words, we'll give you back Huck Finn. They took Huck Finn, I saw, out of the English curriculum. So, we'll give you back Huck Finn, but then there's another trade-off. We take this person out. So I think we have to be careful of the insiders and their constant dialectical. Hey, would you continue to meet me halfway on these battles? I think what we have to do is just swing the pendulum all the way over to the other side and wipe it out. Alex, that's right. People need to understand the strategy that the establishment uses. And you know, some good recommended reading, I had to read this for some political work I was doing years ago, was Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And in that book, he describes, it's dedicated to Lucifer. Appropriately, I know, and he describes one of the strategies that I think he kind of alluded to, and that's demanding something totally outrageous. Like, okay, let's ban guns, and then walk back a little bit and say, okay, we won't totally ban guns. We'll just, you know, implement all these restrictions. And then it looks like compromise. And they keep doing that and doing that and doing that until they get to their eventual goal. And you touched on the inaudible 1948. You present two false options, and no matter which option is chosen, they win. Or if it's something in the middle, they win. So we do need to understand how the insiders work, how the establishment is operating, what kind of strategies they use, if we want to combat this effectively. And I think people do. Bill, speaking of Saul Alinsky, I'm told that Bill Ayers is involved in some of this sort of rhetoric. Can you touch a little bit on where Bill Ayers is involved in this? Alex, yeah. Bill Ayers and all of these communist radicals that have surrounded Obama for decades are deeply involved in this. And I suspect this has been a long time coming. This has been a plan that has been underway for a very long time. Now we're just seeing the manifestation of it. But of course, Obama is not alone on this. He, look at his associates. We can tell a lot about a person by their associates, and look at what his associates have been pushing. This radical vision of education reform. It's not so much reform as it is centralization and destruction of education. So no question that there's a lot of unsavory people, including Bill Ayers, behind this push to nationalize American education. Bill, they've got really good at raising money. I know they raised a lot of money for Race to the Top, just to sort of do a lot of this stuff. They have an inside track to the cash, and then again, not unlike property taxes, in this case that's probably stimulus money. But just being printed in a inaudible 2121 form, it surprises me, Alex, that we're even surviving with as much warfare as there is. You mentioned this earlier, with all these things going on simultaneously, I'm amazed at just God's good providence, in the sense that we're still, you and I are able to have a conversation. There's not blood running in the street. There's not starvation. But it doesn't go on forever. Can you educate your kids forever with Common Core and have them even be functional? Alex, I think long term the goal of the establishment is no, you can't. They really want, the proponents of government education for the last 100 years have wanted the same thing. They want kind of mindless obedient drones who have enough knowledge and ability to do what the establishment needs them to do, to turn the screw at the factory and that kind of thing. But not intelligent enough, not critical thinkers who will actually question the system that they're building. And that's really what we need, is we need people who have critical thinking skills. We need people with the knowledge and the background to understand what's going on here. And the proponents of Common Core don't want that. It's very clear that they don't want that. Just look at the standards. Look how they're dumbing down education. Look how they're taking out the foundation of what America was and should still be. And we can see where they're going with this. They really want zombies. They want mind control, might be too strong a word, but they want ignorant people that are easy to control. They don't want critical thinkers who understand the Constitution, who understand limited government. Bill, as a matter of fact, if you are one of those, they label you a terrorist. Alex, that's another really troubling trend that I've been writing about for the last few years. And we see it all across the board. You have the Department of Justice, training state and local police that mainstream political bumper stickers are somehow potential indicators of terrorists. You have the Homeland Security Department saying that pro-lifers and people who don't want a new world order, who don't like the UN, people who support liberty and state sovereignty and these things are terrorists. And you even have the military teaching this kind of stuff. Now, I wrote about this earlier this year, and the Department of Defense was teaching some of its troops that Christians, Catholics, evangelical Christians, Orthodox Jews, are extremists and literally on the same page where they had Christians and all these. They had Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood and these kinds of things. So they're setting up a mindset. They won't be able to do it overnight, but they're slowly trying to get this idea into the public mind here that Christians are terrorists. That liberty lovers are terrorists. Libertarians, conservatives, pro-lifers, and that's the direction we're moving. If people don't start waking up and taking this seriously, it's pretty easy to project the lines. It's not going to end well. Bill, it's not going to end well. Well said, and you were mentioning, in your article, This is the article you wrote about Common Core. Common Core, a scheme to rewrite education. August 8th of 2013 in the New American. You talk about how this is not a new thing to be done, either. This is one of those situations, there's a historical precedent for. And the Soviet Union comes to mind in terms of let's raise up these Sovietized men and women where you lop off all of the edges. Anything that doesn't fit that Soviet scheme. You lop it off and you've got the, you know, it's almost like the little Despicable Me guys, except for without the humor. You've got just a bunch of mindless drones, as you said. Hitler did the same thing, did he not? Alex, absolutely. All dictators in the last century have understood the importance of education. And that's why you've seen this struggling trend all over the world. Government taking over schooling. The UN has been a key player. You have organizations and entities like UNESCO and UNICEF, and they're at the forefront of having government take over schooling, and the government, of course, is taking instructions and advice and money from international donors and from the UN itself, and what you're really getting is a standardized global education model. So Common Core really should be seen as part of a broader global effort. The United States and America's children are not the only targets of this establishment and their scheme. This really is a global effort, and the word they use is a new world order. They haven't used it so much in recent years, just because it automatically raises alarm bells and people now. But they've always described it as a new world order. And that's exactly what they're building a new world order. And if you look at what these people believe, what they do, if you look at their actions, you look at their statements, it's very, very clear, I think, to anybody. It doesn't matter if you're left, right, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, it doesn't matter one bit. It's very clear that this vision of theirs is nightmarish. I don't think any regular person thinks that these kinds of ideas would be good. Some people might be misinformed about what these people are doing. And so maybe it could seem like, oh, maybe the ends justify the means. Maybe they're working towards something good. But that's not the case. And I think if people dig a little bit, they'll see that the vision these people have, Christians, Americans, the Constitution, that doesn't fit into that vision. Bill, it doesn't, Alex, and in a sense it's a little inaudible 2647, right? I mean, it's a little bit about inaudible 2649, who cut his guests' legs off or stretched them to fit. You have to be stretched to fit, and it starts out kind of soft. I mean, you have these ideas and standards. At the beginning they become suggestions. And as totalitarianism moves on or becomes more inaudible 2707, self-conscious, it gets meaner and meaner and meaner until it becomes to the point where you do have, I mean, these things never stop. They, it seems like the ideology wants to grow to be, to find its fullness. So at the beginning, people say, oh, you, Christians and Americans, you're just outside and you just need some re-education. At the end of the day, it's, you can't coexist in this world with those who are the Sovietized men and women. Alex, that's right. They, right now, it seems okay, but at some point there's going to come a time where if people don't get active and do something about this, where people who, you know, believe in the gospel, people who believe in American principles and self-government and individual liberty, there's not going to be a place for us anymore. And you know, I hope we can put the brakes on all this stuff. But, if this continues as it's going, it, like I said before, it's not going to end well for people who have independent thoughts. For people who believe in liberty and for people who, you know, are good people. It's very troubling, to say the least. Bill, let's talk about a couple of things that parents don't know about, grandparents don't know about. Of course, one of the tenets is that it is a one-size-fits-all curriculum and it's total control by the feds, as you were saying earlier. And it's also, from everything I've been reading, lowered standards. Do you want to comment on that, maybe that first tenet? Alex, yeah. I mean, some of the standards are so poor that even the people who are on the Common Core Validation Committee refuse to sign off on them. I quoted a couple of experts in my article. One of them is Drive, inaudible 2853. She was on the English/Language Arts Common Core Validation Committee, and she said, "This is just ridiculous. I can't sign off on these standards. These are going to dumb down kids. It's just nonsense." And the same in the math. Some of the math stuff was even factually incorrect. Then, if you wanted to look at the science standards, technically you could say the science standards are separate. But they're developed by the same institution. Achieve Incorporated, and they're being rolled out along with Common Core. And they're teaching children blatantly false propaganda. So soon, all across the country, children are going to be learning from these new next-generation science standards, they call them. And one of the key elements that's emphasized a lot is global warming nonsense. There hasn't been global warming in 15 years. But little kids all across America are going to be learning every year. Drilled into their heads, global warming is your fault. It's your carbon emissions that are to blame, and we need a global government to solve it. And there's too many people. And so they're drilling this into kids' heads, and you know, if we look at some European countries, for example, where this process is more advanced, we can see what ends up happening. You end up raising up a generation of voters who don't know anything except what they were taught in government brainwash camps, I like to call them. And so you get societies that really believe this kind of nonsense coming out of the UN about your breath is a pollutant that needs to be regulated by a global government. So, when they have control of the kids, we can see where that goes, and it's going to get a lot worse. We can see that clearly. Bill, I've got a good story for you. On this show, probably about a month ago, one of my friends is in the mining industry and does a lot. He's a very good-natured fellow and he goes and talks to schools a lot, and so he went to one of these government brainwashing centers and said to them, "Hey, who is for mining? Who is for mining?" And he said, "I don't know, I think he said they were juniors or seniors, a class." And he didn't get one hand up. And he said, "Well, let me show you something." And he pulls his iPhone out and he said, "Now, who's for iPhones?" And they all raised their hands. And the ignorance is so great in these government brainwashing centers that they see no connection between the fact that natural resources had to be mined. Factories, business people, all that had to be done in order for them to. They just think iPhones magically appear, the same way they think beef just magically appears. They don't know that cows have to be fed and butchered and slaughtered and all that. They just don't know that. So I found it really humorous when I heard you say that. I was thinking about my friend, in Audible 3127, after he told me what happened. They just do not connect these dots in school, folks. Alex, yeah, that's right. And a lot of respected analysts and experts and scientists and so have described what's going on here as almost religious indoctrination. They compare the pseudo-environmentalist garbage with a religion, a secular religion, and I think it really has become that. And if you dig a little deeper and you look at what kind of religious vision the UN is pushing, all this esoteric and cult stuff, you see that what's really behind this is almost a religious push. And the religion has a lot of components, but it essentially involves taking on faith. These wild claims that these people are making that humans are bad for the world, that mining is bad and free enterprise is bad and that humans are to blame for all kinds of different things like global warming and overpopulation and species extinction and all this kind of stuff. So, they're really religiously indoctrinating these kids into accepting these tenets of really distorted and I would say ugly faith, that see humans as the enemy and the high priests of this are people like Al Gore, pushing these nonsensical scientific visions that have nothing to do with science. And then when you dig a little deeper, you find people like Inaudible 3251, who was involved with the UN in promoting these kind of esoteric Inaudible 3257, religious visions that I think are really incompatible with the facts and logic and common sense and Judeo-Christian values. Bill, they are incompatible. Another thing I wanted to mention to you is, we have Obamacare coming, confusedly so, but coming, and are there connections between Common Core and Obamacare? Alex, absolutely. And I'll probably have an article posted at thenewamerican.com later today about the video that Freedom Project Education just put out. It's a presentation, and in the presentation it talks a lot about the links between Obamacare and Common Core. And they're really extensive. These two programs kind of operate together, in a way. And just one of the key elements that really stuck in my mind is the information gathering. So the federal government, now, is using Obamacare to gather huge, unimaginable amounts of information about the American people and American children and on people's medical records and psychological records and sex records and so on and so forth. And when you combine it with the data gathering that's going to be coming in from Common Core, which I encourage people to read my article about it. It's called, Inaudible 3409, Data Mining Your Kids. It's intimately related with Common Core. What they're going to have is a profile on potentially every American that is probably more detailed than people even understand about themselves. And when you think about the history of government and you think about the potential for abuse, you really realize that this is a tool that nobody should have, especially not the federal government. Bill, well, Alex, I can't imagine that they would say, hey, let's just data mine on public school kids. I can't imagine that homeschool kids and Christian school kids. There isn't provisions for data mining there as well. Is there any deep, dark secrets here? Alex, there's no question, actually, that Common Core is going to be affecting, at least indirectly, Christian schools, private schools, homeschoolers, and some of the ways, I mean, at least in terms of education, is just the fact that now they're rolling out these national tests and the college admissions are going to be based on these kinds of things. But as far as the data mining goes, the federal government is collecting information from all over the place. Now with Obamacare, soon they'll have your medical records. So when you put that together with all the information the government already has, think IRS. IRS knows everything about your finances. Now, under Obamacare, they're going to know everything about your medical history. Under Common Core, they're going to know everything about your education, your views, your beliefs, your family. The picture that emerges is, I think, in Audible 3538, is the best way to describe it. They're going to know almost everything about everyone. Even their deepest personal thoughts are going to be subject of government analysis and research. And of course they're going to want to develop tools to go along with this newfound information that they're gathering, and I wrote about this not too long ago. Obama is even putting together what he calls a behavioral insights team. And if you look at the documents that have come out about this, that were leaked, they're looking for a team of psychologists and behavioral experts who will be able to nudge the population toward government goals. And we know what government goals look like already. And now with all this information they're going to have on people, they'll be able to tailor the propaganda and inaudible 3622, so well that people won't even realize these thoughts are coming from somewhere else. So they'll just think, oh, I came up with this. And, I mean, the implications of that, I think, are very frightening. Bill, they have some electronics that I've read about and I actually watched the video that you're making reference to, and they have some electronic gizmos that sort of measure resting heart rate and so forth in the kids, and then some other electronics that measure pulse rate and things that happen to them. Happens to them when they're being exposed to different questions. So, it's a nice tool. Listen, B.F. Skinner's got to be smiling someplace, right? Because you end up having B.F. Skinner's behavioralist world. That's an inaudible 3703, nightmare in and of itself, where everything is shaped by, you know, humanism. And it seems to me like this, there's Skinner lying underneath this somewhere, where we watch the kids. We look if their eyebrows raise, if they go down, if they smirk, and we make notes on that. If you're talking about communist country and your kid's in school and he scoffs, he's wearing a wristband. Now, validate this and tell me if I'm nuts, Alex. Validate this. If he's wearing a wristband that measures his emotions and you're talking about implementing a new Soviet state and he reacts to that, even though he's not reacting physically, he's showing mental or sort of metabolic reactions of some sort, that could be flagged? And I think that that's deep, deep down, that's what they want to do. Alex, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I did talk about some of these devices in my article about the data mining. Some of these things, they're already in use by the federal government. I looked at some reports from the Federal Department of Education. They have all kinds of tools now. They measure biophysical and biophysiological reaction in children. They follow your pupils while you're studying to see, you know, your eye movements. They follow to see what you're thinking. They measure blood rate. They check your posture. They, the tools that they're developing already and that are already in use in federal programs. I mean, not every kid in America is being subjected to these yet. But these types of tools and biophysical reaction monitors are already in use by the federal government in federally funded schemes, and the amount of data that they can gather is just mind-boggling. It's unbelievable, and we're just entering into this era now. So imagine 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the line, where this is all going to be going, if people don't put their foot down and say, enough. Federal government, get back in your box. We created a constitution. You must obey that constitution. Otherwise you're acting illegitimately. If people don't get up and say something and do something to put this all to an end, you know, project the lines. Do the research. Figure out what's going to happen if we keep traveling down this path. And I think it's clear that it's nothing good. Bill, couple other things I'd like to get your reaction to also. It's interesting that we have some new standards called National Sexuality Education Standards. Now, I was really pleased to know that Planned Parenthood was involved in this. Margaret Sanger, remember Margaret Sanger, back to wanting to sterilize black people and people with low IQs. I mean, it's unbelievable to see that we've got something called. I was joking when I say I'm pleased, but something so unbelievable that your children and grandchildren are going to be exposed to called National Sexuality Education Standards that are all part of this. Alex, it's true. That's what I mean about, if Americans knew what was going on they would be outraged. Here, you have the nation's biggest abortion business. Their job is to take federal money, state money, local tax money and use it to abort children and promote contraception and promote sexual immorality and promiscuity. And now these people, the same people that are killing babies with our tax money, are going to be educating our children in sexuality standards. It's like, you know, waking up in bizarro world. And then if you look at the history of Planned Parenthood, like you talked about, it was founded by a inaudible 4040 maniac. The establishment, I think, is very clearly in favor of eugenics, and Margaret Sanger was openly in favor of eugenics, and we see the results of that today. Words can't even describe this. It's just ludicrous, outrageous, saddening, and it needs to be stopped. American people need to know what's going on with these standards. What's going on with the Planned Parenthood, and they need to say, enough. Bill Gates, like I said before, is one of the biggest financiers of this Common Core. Him and Planned Parenthood and the UN population, they're linked at the hip. They give each other awards. They give each other money. They promote each other. And their goal is to reduce the population, to promote eugenics. To give you an idea, the UNFPA, UN Population Fund, they require using tax dollars, American tax dollars, performing forced abortions in China. And Planned Parenthood was helping them. And now these people are writing standards for your kids' education. Something, even the most liberal Planned Parenthood supporter has to agree that something is wrong with this picture. I'm sorry. Bill, something's wrong with it. Alex, as we wind down here, what do you have? What are you working on? What's next? Where do you see this thing going? Alex, I'm really encouraged by the amount of opposition that's growing to Common Core. As people hear about it, they get outraged. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a liberal. I wrote not too long ago about a group of public school teachers now that's fighting that, the Badass Teachers Association. Excuse my language. But now they're getting involved. These are public school teachers. Mostly progressives and liberals, and they are outraged. On the conservative side, the outrage is growing. So I think the key here is to make people aware of what's going on, and once they know what's happening, they'll get outraged on their own, and then we can deal with abolishing this entirely. We can start at our local school districts. We can lobby our state governments, and eventually we need to kick these people in Congress and the administration out of there. Because they're the people that helped force this on us, and that's not in the Constitution. They violated their oath and they need to go. Bill, and who should be the first? This is obviously a local thing, and you should go visit your local school board members to have conversations with them about this. Make sure you take your facts with you, so you're not seen as a raving lunatic. But do that. What would the next thing be, Alex, for people to do? Alex, I encourage people, like you said, to go to their local school districts. If your local school district people don't want to listen, then kick them out. Run for school board yourself. Go to your state legislatures. Demand that they hold hearings on Common Core so that people can find out the truth about what's going on here. Write to your congressman, tell him if he funds this madness. Tell him to hold the administration accountable for all this lawlessness. Get rid of the Department of Education. Write to your congressmen. Write to your senators. Work at the local and state level to undo all the damage that these people are doing. And rather than just hold the line, we need to push back. We need to go on the offensive and say, abolish programs. Abolish all these things, and let's restore local control. Let's get rid of all this government meddling and all this propaganda in our schools. And like you said, the way to do it is get involved. Work with your local legislators, your representatives, your school district, etc., etc. Bill, do you want to talk a little bit about Liberty Sentinel Media? Or websites that you have, or any other areas? We talked about the New Americans, which we have a lot of writers talk, a lot of writers interviewed on this program. Anything, any other resources you'd like to throw out? Alex, yeah, since you mentioned, Liberty Sentinel Media is the little company I run. I just do some consulting on the side and some information campaigns, research, editing, newsletters, whatever type of stuff clients want. I normally work with nonprofits and things like that. I write for the New American, as you said. I'm their foreign correspondent, I guess, since I'm normally based in Europe most of the time. And grew up around the world. I also write for some other publications if people are interested. You can just Google me and you'll find it. If people want to get in touch, my email is newman@thenewamerican.com, or you can reach me on Facebook. It's Alex Newman. Bill, all right, Alex. Thanks so much for your time today. It's been great talking to you. Alex, thank you. You too. Bill, you bet. Alex, bye-bye. Bill, ladies and gentlemen, we know your time is valuable and we appreciate you spending it with us today on Off the Grid Radio.